Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a specialist for Amir Ratsu Sheyuchyu. Usus Rafuz Chayuchav and Fegabas Michal Dispasia. We've been going through the Chubis of the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe's Tchus Yagan Aleinu, Zechatzad of Kodesh Lebracha. We are in the Likutim, which is the seventh volume of the Divrei Yatsiv, in the 15th Simon, Baruch Hashem, Union City, as a Kloisenberg stronghold in New Jersey. They found a inexpensive place to build a kehila, Union City, New Jersey. Michtavcha kibalti mitznati moda shein lecha mokoim, shamokom lespala basara koroi b'lel Shabbos Kodesh v'motu Shabbos Kodesh. I received your letter and I had tsar that you have no place to daven properly on Friday night and motu Shabbos. V'gam shemir lekoshel ha'im od lavo v'ksuv. In these days, hard for me to write. Mipnei chush hazgufi v'tirdosa ha'atsumim, because of the weakness of my body and my many tirdos, my many things that are keeping me busy. Nevertheless, I couldn't help but answer you, as I see how distressed you are, that you can't find a proper place to daven, and you don't know what to do. We see in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simit Sadi, Siftes, Magen Avram, Sifkan Tezayin, Shebetosh Koichoi, that if a person who's weak, even though he's not sick, he's allowed to daven be Yechidus, Makra, the Gemara and Brachas, and Zayin, on Beis, Amalei of Yitzhak, and Nachman, how come you didn't come to Shul? Davin said, I couldn't. Rashi says, Tosh koichi, I was weak, I was shvach. So he said, why don't you get the tent together in Davin? He says, it's too much of a tircha. Magen Avram, Tziv Kod Yitzayin, brings from the gears of the smag. Amalei lo ben edatruch tzibur, he didn't want to be matshriach the tzibur. So even if it wasn't a tircha, he didn't want to be matshriach on the tzibur. Per heitev, so you see already ahead there for a person shvach, not to Davin with a minion. Per heitev, Tziv Kod Beis, mitshubas yad aliyah, simen zayin. If a person is going to lose a lot of money, he can daven be yechidus, and he questions whether the din of minyas revach. And let's say the person is not going to lose money, but he can gain a lot of money. And if he davens with a minion, he's going to lose out on a lot of money. Sometimes, you know, you hear the story. No, he davened with a minion, and he got the money anyway. He got double. So that's beautiful. That does happen. But the halacha doesn't usually go based on stories. The halacha goes based on halacha. And if the halacha permits, the halacha permits. So if one's allowed to miss tefillah b'tzibur because he's got a big million-dollar deal coming up, today $1 million isn't anything today. You can barely buy an apartment for $1 million. In any event, $1 million used to be a lot of money. So a person's going to lose out on a lot of money, a large sum of money. And if he davens b'minyan, so that's a shaila in halacha. It's not it's a suffix of the Yad Aliyahu. Chavisieres in the Kutas Vav discusses the question of going on a Sfina b'Shabbos Kodesh, going on a ship on Shabbos. He says it's forbidden in order to daven with a minyan because that's such a big mitzvah. Tefillah b'tzibur is only there in this derabbanan. Tefillah itself is possibly only derabbanan. The Maharil says in Hilchos Eruv Chatzeres, he hasn't seen in any posek that it's mutter to make an Eruv Tchumen, to go daven in a shul with a minyan. It's not such a big mitzvah. So the Chavis Yair says, Chas v'shalom, to minimize the great mitzvah of Enikdash Tivisoch B'nei Yisrael, of Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, lo nora, if you missed it, don't make an Eruv Tchumen, and don't go on a ship on Shabbos, which might cause Chil Shabbos. But daven b'yechidus. And the reason they were mekel is because the Ikur Chiyuv is learned from the pasuk of Ulavdo b'chol avavchem. What's avoydu shebelev? That's tefillah, like the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. And therefore, the Ikur Tefillah is talia b'chavana d'liba. The Ikur Tefillah is talia b'chavana d'halev. Magen Avram, Simon Kofalv, Siv Katan Beis, Mesupakim Yosei b'spala b'liboi. Given the Ikur talia b'chavana d'halev. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodea Machshavos. In Avram, is Mesupik if you Yotze, if you Davin, only in your heart. See, Tefillah is totally in the heart. That's the makor for Tefillah, Avdo B'chol Avavchem. Avodah Shvalei B'Tefillah in Avram is Mesupik if you Yotze B'Tefillah B'Libo, since Eker Tali B'Kavana Talei, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodea Machshavos. And Allah is Nifsak and Simen Tzadi Dalet, Hayorochev Alachamor, Ein Sarech Leiredu L'Spal, Afilim Yesh Lo Misha Toif Yischamori, Alam Espal Derech Iluchoy. That that the Halachas Paskin 94.4, that if a person's riding on a donkey, he doesn't have to get off the donkey, even though somebody's going to hold on to it in the meantime. Rather, he should go while daven, while riding on the donkey, because if he stops to daven, he's not going to be able to have kavanah. He needs to just keep going. He's in a rush. So the Iker is to have kavanah for tefillah. And that's Kedas Rebbe, Brachas Lamed Amud Aleph, Yeshiv Mekom Mitzvah, if Yishen Datum Yishevis Aleph. That if the only way you can daven is just sitting, so then sit. And even though if you're able to, you have to daven again standing, and according to the Mechaber, nevertheless, better daven sitting with kavana than standing without kavana. Better daven be yechidus with kavana than betzibur without kavana. And therefore, if a person has a hefsid moment b'chadoyma, they tefillos b'tzibur, he's not going to be able to have kavana, he's going to be too busy thinking about his money. So therefore, better he daven be yechidus with kavana. Shuvah, so this is a big yisod. The yisod is tefillah im kavana is better than davening than not davening b'tzibur, kilu davening b'tzibur, but not davening without kavanah. Because davening without kavanah is kamat not davening. Shuvah HaRadbaz, Chelek Gimel, Simen Tav Tav Kuf Yud, writes, called Jain Dato, Miyoshevitz, Alav Al Yispala, Sukasin, and Shmuel, Eloi, and Yispala, Bevesa, the Yispa Shichra, Ibnei Harech, Sheyatardai, Umayna Miliskavin, Amata Mikol Hani, Shalai Yispala, and Lomon, and Shatorit Machshavtai, Eloi, Bezman, Shemivatel, Skavanosai, Miata Yochir, O Arab, and Shishlam, Eva, Visino, Ikasa, Meriv, and Matsi, Rain, Tfilas, and Mitsu, Vatsalam, and Spala, Im Sham Shemachshavtai, Truda, Eloi, Cholachav, and Tfilas, and Koshkin, and Machinson, and Salpon of Tamit, Koshkin, and Makasu, and Niga, Kol. So the Radbaz is a very, very groundbreaking tshuva. He says, if you don't have kavanah, don't daven. Shmuel didn't daven in his house because it was beer and he wouldn't be able to have kavanah because of the smell. So we see that anything that's going to disturb your thoughts and mevatah your kavanah, you shouldn't daven. And therefore, if you go to shul and you're angry at people, you're angry at the manhigim, you hate the rav, you're angry. So don't go to shul. Don't go to shul. V'ilav d'mistafina tabla yisbal b'yachim yisbal b'cheves b'nei adam. Shein Dato Nochomi, and better daven be Yechidus. If I wouldn't be afraid, I would say, says the Radbaz, this is quoted by the Shabura, better daven be Yechidus, a few lines of a word of this, better daven be Yechidus than daven with a community that you don't feel good about. You know, there are two ways of going into shul. One way is you go into shul, and you see the chevra, and you're just so happy. These are your friends, you feel good, it's your shul, it's your guys, you're happy, you like it. Another way, you go into shul and you have no shaykhs, no kesher, or even a negative feeling. So definitely one should try his best to choose a shul where da'at neucha, he likes the people, feels good davening there, feels connected. And the Radbaz says, if you're not going to feel happy, you're not going to feel connected, so better not daven there. You're going to be so busy the whole davening, you're thinking, oh, I'm like this guy, I'm like this, the air conditioning is too strong, too weak. So he doesn't like the people around there, so better not daven there. Better daven possibly even be yechidus. And he says, when you see people you like, your kavanah is misayra. It's a meridik zach. Psychological insight from the Radbaz. When you go to shul, and you see the chevra, you see people you like, so that's meridik kavanah for good. But if you see people you don't like, it has the opposite effect. And not everybody gets along with everybody. You know, some people like their Ashkenazi shul, the Sfardi shul, their Hasidic shtibul, the young Israel, everybody has what they like, and everybody, most people have what they don't like. Sefer Chassidim, Siman Tov Shin Ayin, Shemispalo, Yamud Lo Yeshev B'Tfila, Leitzel Adam Rosha, Meg Shayme, Leitzel Adam Rosha, Tfili Yahar Erurim Roim, Mishchina Misrachekas Mimenu. Don't dive next door Rosh, you're going to have bad thoughts, and the Shechina is going to go far away from you. Shlah writes, the matzadik mispal b'kavana lo b'shvil ha'rasha yamais. That if a tzadik davens kavana, the tefillah is not going to be despised because of the rasha. So, Yomish Achonu thought that the shlah is arguing to have sefer chassidim, and you can daven next to the rasha. But b'emes, the shlah says, sheyu shcheni shcheni adam ritzon al rachmanatz. Ayosh v'metzlo. So he himself says, when you daven next to tzaddikim, so you're going to daven more kavana. When you daven with the jokers, with the leitzanim, then you're going to daven without kavana. And then he brings from the Sefer Chassidim, and he says, that I say that when the tzaddik davens with kavana, not because of the rasha, the tefillah is going to be despised. So he also says this shouldn't die with a shachin ra. But lemaisa, if you did, then you're still yotze. If you daven in the, with the Rasha next to you, you're still yotze. Nira that is makor is narambam. Tefila 8:1. Tefila tzitzibur nishmas is tamid. Tefila hayvem choytim. Ana kadosh baruch hu mois betfilas mishal rabin. Tefila tzitzibur is always heard, and even if they're sinners, kadosh baruch hu doesn't despise the tefila of the rabin. The shla writes lark pachotim amrin at shein tefilas in the masses. The gamba mispalim poishay in tefilas in the masses. Nani the choytim their tefila isn't despised. But even if a person is mispala with a pesheya, his tefillah is not despised. But lechatchila, you shouldn't daven with a rasha. And kafachaim simitzadios nun gimel. So the Rambam writes, the tzarcha the mashativ atzmi matzibla ispala biyachid. So you should daven with the tzibur, but again, the Rambam says that the tefillah b'tzibur is always nishma tamid, even if they're chotah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not moist tefillahs and shel rabim, even if they're sinners. And the Shla writes, not only chotim, even people who aren't, even with a poishay, it's not such a big chotah, it's a lower level of a sinner. But the chotchilah, you shouldn't daven with a rasha. And then he says, this is the Kloisenberger Rebbe speaking, Ubarur, de'elu she'inam choshishim le'itpalel tamid, uvitidirut, im anashim, v'bayit echad, kisharuim elu, et elu, einam yirei Hashem kidibai, she'inam yireim she'chas v'shalom yikashlu b'machshavot lo tovo. Chayim v'adai tov yotel atula b'yichidut matula b'vayit matarash kaze. So he says, a mayor dike chidish, and that is, that he's talking here comes clear from the tshuva what the shaila was. There was a shul where there was a mechitza, sort of pseudo mechitza. Either it was very low or it's transparent. But the point is that the men can see the women and the women could see the men. So the Rebbe tells this yid, the people who daven in such a shul where the men can always see the women are not sufficiently those who fear God. Aren't they afraid that if they see women, they're going to have thoughts? I wonder about that. Is it only charedim, like really from people who have machshavos, and they need a serious mechitza? But people who are really, really super modern, no, they don't ever think of women, and therefore they don't need a mechitza, they can have one up to their knees? I'm not so sure. So I think most people, most healthy males, are liable to have thoughts. The Gemara says that there's not a day that a person is that goes completely without having bad thoughts. Not a day. Without having illicit thoughts. That's just the way, that's the nature of the beast. Ein ma la'asot. For better or for worse. That's who we are. And we have to appreciate that. So this Jew wanted to know, should I daven with such people? So the Rebbe wasn't even going mitzat the mechitza of the shul, davening in a shul that doesn't have a proper mechitza, where women can see the men. No, that's not what I was passing there. He said, you shouldn't daven with those people. People who daven with it in a shul with an improper mechitza. So, I do want to make the point that many people grew up this way, and they think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I know when I was a kid, I davened in a shul like that. I used to daven in the upstairs minyan, which did have a proper mechitza. But in the main sanctuary, it was completely men facing the women, women facing the men, and there was a mechitza, but it was completely transparent. You could see right through it, open glass. And when you're sitting higher up, so then you can see right above the mechitza. So this is not... So I thought this was normal. This was a normal shul. So now I realize that that's not the most ideal way of davening. But this is what people know. So I'm not chas v'shalom casting aspersions on such people, that they're bad people, that they have negative intentions. They're coming to shul, they're davening. Some of them are extremely fine people. But this chassid was asking his rabbi, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, should I daven in such a shul? And he said, no, because that's not a shul. If you a shul without a proper mechitza, it's not a shul of proper Yerushalayim. So the Ramak Paskins, based on Agos Memonios, Perak Dal Mechus Filos, Gimel from the Rav Yah, that a nida during her time of being a nida during her menstrual cycle should not go to shul. The minhag by us is that women do go to shul. Chayadim klal gimel sif lamed ches mishnah berurah pei ches sif katan zayin. Mikom comes. That's only in the Ezra's Nashim. Like the Divrei Chaim writes in Chelek Beis Arachaim Semin Yudalid, that the last is Mibeis HaKnesses, Da Nashim, Beis HaKnesses, the Nashim, is a Hayradim Mikidusha Chamura. That the Ezra's Nashim is a Machlokas like this, but the some posts can say, like the Divrei Chaim says, the Ezra's Nashim had less Kedusha than the men's side, because on the men's side they're saying the Devarim Shebikdusha and the Kriyas HaTorah, etc. And he writes, the Indoim Akavi Beis HaKnesses Da Nashim, Kayadua Lekol Mevin Mechush. Ve'er Beis Shlomo, Simen Chof Alef Chof Beis HaMekev Da Vekim Mikdash Me'at. Nasa Gedugas Beis HaMikdash, Ezra Shom Mekdash Me'ezrus Nashim. So our shul is like the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the Ezrus Kvarim, was also had more Kedusha than the Ezrus Nashim. So to in our shuls, the Ezrus Kvarim has more Kedusha than in the Ezrus Nashim. Ube'emes. The Gemara Bracha says, Chatzif alay man debak tzoli b'matzli b'biksa. Rashi says, when he's diving, the Gemara says, diving in an open place, it's chutzpah. Rashi says, when it's a mokum tzniyus, you have emes hamelech v'libo nishbar. When it's in a hidden place. Recently I was in a Gan Sakar on the Pesach, so, you know, a lot of people have barbecues during Chol HaMoed every day. It's packed there with tons of thousands of tens of millions of Charedi Shayidim and Yerei Shemayim and Tzadikim. So people have Mincha Minyanim, you know, in the afternoon. So it's not so gevaldik to daven in a place like that because it's open. Uvamokum kazeh de nishi kvi v'lo yishol kemini gisrael aksherim v'acharevim dvar Hashem. K'derech levushim shalob etzniyus v'akadaka b'chutzis bra garat fe mistan b'ksat v'apachot v'pasuach b'li mechitzis. So in a shul where the women are coming in and they're not dressed modestly, so certainly one shouldn't daven. And I'm not sure what this whole shtickle he brought in about the about women davening in shul in their nidas, not going to shul in their nidas in the machlokas. I don't know what he wanted with that, what the Rabbeinu wanted with that, but there certainly he says to go to a shul the women aren't dressed properly, the problem. A, mitzad the makom, that it's a holy place, and you're davening in this holy place, and it's not a holy davening, because it's not a makom of tznias. And also v'chlal, in halacha, if your flesh is exposed, then it has a din erva. Chas v'shalom, rachman atzlan, to look at an exposed, one tefach of flesh that's supposed to be covered is exposed. It's an iser of le'irei b'chai erva, it's dover, rachman atzlan. So therefore, you daven in such a place, and you can see this woman, right, you go to in the frumer shuls, so the women, they have a higher mechitza, but the women are dressed properly. So even if there was a low mechitza, they're the ones, if anyone's having a low mechitza, they can have a low mechitza, because the women are covered, properly covered. But in super modern places, sometimes, Rachmana Litzlan, the women don't know any better, or they don't, that's the way they were raised, that's they're accustomed to, and they come to shul, and they explode, they're not properly covered, and then a man sees them, he's not allowed to daven. The Bayag Dola. Also, when you're wearing tefillin, you have to have imsa de malka, you have to have fear, and a person has a hurei aveira, he's going to have no fear. And it's brought in the Ramah, if you can't have a hurei, if you can't go without a hurei, don't even put on your tefillin. Chole me'ayim should not put on tefillin if he's going to pass gas. Hesach Hadas from the Tefillin is Asr Min HaTorah. So if a person's in a place of Taibas Nashim, he's going to be Mesiach Das, he's going to be over in Nitzr Torah. V'chein Baru, Nira Baru, Ling in Tefillit, Shef Shela Balor, Hur Meinol L'Spal. If you the only way you can go to Shul and you're going to see things you shouldn't see, then don't go. Better not to daven. You can't daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu when your heart is filled with Taibas. Some say, Hur Mar Asr Min HaTorah, we discussed this at length in previous shiurim, and you don't say shasimcha b'maono, according to some poskim, if it's a mixed seating. A shul is a mikdash ma'at. It's supposed to be a holy place, and this isn't holy when there's tarovas bein anashim l'gvarim, or you could see women are clearly in view, and therefore one is liable to have her urim. So such a shul, built in such a way that it's not, doesn't have a proper mechitza, don't go in there. Bigger milas base of Knesset who the mitoch shabnei adam mishabim shem tamim machshavei seim laHashem niskadi shemakom ayada. So you can have more kavana because it becomes holy because people had kavana there, and therefore it helps you have kavana. Like the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tav Mem, Yisur Shchut Eichutz Ki Yaviyos Makom Yuchad Boil Mekarbanus VaAsmada Boy Vavakim Shmisham Es Hashem Yiskadish Hamakom VeNachal Avruach Elokim VeShefa Birchas VeShefel Av Tamid. That you have the Yisur Shchut Eichutz is because if the place is special for Karbanos, so you're going to have the Ratzon of Hashem. It's going to dwell on you. But if a person's shochet bachut, so that's not a holy place to shecht. So it's not a holy place to daven in a place that's not, people don't have proper regard for the kedusha of the makom. And the person's going to have machshavas lo tovos, pshit hashem bo malas beis hakneset. So the purpose of this tshuva is oh, and then he quotes the Gemara. I skipped that part. But he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. Tikkun Gadol, that's the source for Mechitza. That originally, Chalaka Haisa Barishona, the Rambam says originally in the Beis HaMikdash, Chalaka the Ezra's Nashim, Shaisa Prutza, there was no wall around it. And then it says, Vaiter Vikifua Gzustra, they surrounded it. Why did they do that? So that the men and women wouldn't mix in, or men wouldn't look at the women. There was a maka around it. And even after the maka, even though it was a fence, they added a gzustra. And the men are, women are above and the men are below. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash, they were careful to separate from the men and the women. Such a holy place like the Beis HaMikdash, there has to be proper separation. So, sweet friends, that's the... again, I don't want to... You know, I know that for every share I give, I get tens of thousands of emails, different people commenting. So that's really not true what I just said. So I'm telling the truth, because when I, if you tell somebody that you're not telling the truth, then it's the truth. So chas v'shalom, that I should tell an untruth. I really don't. But I don't want anyone to be offended. It's not my purpose. And if somebody's thinking, oh, he's speaking against my shul, not speaking against anybody's shul. But this was a shaila about davening in a shul with a mechitza, with an improper, with a sort of insufficient mechitza. And the shul that he was liable to have erurim, so the Kleisenberg Rebbe says not to daven there. So I was once in a shul, a maisa, where they used to have a good mechitza. And then one day they changed it. And I sent the Rav an email. I said, I can't daven here anymore. Because when you change the mechitza, why don't you know? If you have a good mechitza, anyone can daven in a shul with a good mechitza. But there are people, if you don't have a good mechitza, then they won't daven there. So why push people away like that? Why not make it for everybody? So the Rav got defensive, and he said, you daven, just don't look, you know, face in a different direction. You sit in a place where you can't see them. Anyway, the problem is that a tzuras beis hakneset is like that, and is a problem. The beis hakneset should have a proper mechitzas, and even if al pi halacha, the mechitzah is me'ikar adin okay, according to those poskim who hold that it's okay. Obviously, their poskim who hold this mechitzah is not a mechitzah b'chlal, but those poskim who hold that it is a good mechitzah. So the other problem is that the person, it's a person is Torah. A man is a man. I'm saying, at what point does a man stop being a man? When he's 50, when he's 80, when he's 116, when he's got arthritis? No. A man is a man his whole life. And a woman is a woman. And there's a reason there are 8 billion people on the planet. So that's a beautiful thing. Attraction between men and women is a beautiful thing. We are happy that it exists. That is why we exist. That is what keeps the world going round. That is why there is a that is why there is a there's penicillin, and that is why there are glasses. Somebody invented glasses. Somebody invented the automobile. Somebody invented the electricity, light bulbs. Everything we have all comes from human beings that are invented, obviously. We have nature that Hashem made, but as His partner in creation, we have many inventions. They only came because they're human beings. They're only human beings because there's attraction between the sexes. So that's great, but the attraction should be limited to one spouse alone. And generally, one goes to shul, the Ezra's Nashim, the only person there is not just one spouse. So therefore, the other women are liable to be. Other women are liable to be there, and even in shul, even if one is married, one is not supposed to be thinking about one's own wife. One is supposed to be thinking about Hashem. So shul is not a place to be attracted to anybody, and nowhere is a place to be attracted to anybody other than one's wife. So that's something that definitely needs a tikkun in our world. So therefore, the Rebbe says to him, "Don't feel bad that you can't daven there. You're doing al pi halacha. Don't daven in such a shul." So we should be zecher mitzvah shem to mitzchazek and atfilah, mitzchazek and akedusha. And I thank you so much for listening. And mitzvah shem, we will hopefully continue our series of shiurim in the Torah of the great Rebbe Zatzal. Shalom, shalom.